And we're holding on Choftes Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom. And the line begins Adar. We're in the middle of talking about the dinim of the four parashiyos, starting with Parashas Shkolim. So we talked about yesterday what exactly is Parashas Shkolim. We had Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, whether it is the beginning of Parashas, Shmuel said at the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, which is what we do. And then we have Rav saying that's actually the section that we read on Rosh Chodesh, Tzavos B'nei Yisrael. So, further on that topic, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nacha, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal V'yis B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, so now we have its Parashas Shkolim and it's Rosh Chodesh, we take out three Sifrei Torah from the Oren, recording behind Echa Ben Yonesh Yoyim, the firstborn we lay in the Parashah of the week, the Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, the second one, we read the section of Rosh Chodesh, the Echad B'Chitisa, and the third one, we read, as Shmuel said, the Parasha of, the Parasha at the beginning of Kisisa, which is Parasha Shkolim. We do three Sefer Torah, we don't just do one, because we learned before, that we don't want to roll a Sefer Torah B'Tzibur, because of Tircha B'Tziburah. So where there's only one or two Sefer Torah in the Shul, then you don't have a choice, but otherwise we'd rather not have two Chodit Tziburah, so therefore we take out multiple Sifrei Torah. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha, similarly, Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha said another time when you take out three Sifrei Torah, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is also in the middle of Hanukkah, comes out on Shabbos, Mevi'in Sholosh Torahs, then also they take out three Sifrei Torah, V'korin V'han Echad V'en Yonesh O'Yoyim, one they lay in the parasha of the week, V'Echad V'dir Rosh Chodesh, the second one they read the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, V'Echad V'Chanukah, and the third one they read that particular day's Kriya of Chanukah. It's going to be the sixth or seventh of, it's going to be the sixth of day of Chanukah, according to the Kriyas that we have nowadays, so they're going to lay in Bayim Ashishi Nosib of Negev. Why did he have to tell it by both of those cases? The Gemara says it's Tzricha. We need Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha to tell us this concept in both cases. The E Itmar Baha, because if Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha had only told us about the case of Rosh Chodesh in the middle of Chanukah, of Rosh Chodesh Tevis, then he would say, maybe only there does Rabbi Yitzchak say that you need three Sifrei Torah, because the three areas that you're leaning from are in completely different parts of the Torah. The parasha of the week is going to be Miketz, which is in Chumash Bereishis. The part of Rosh Chodesh is going to be in Parashas Pinchas, and the one for Chanukah is going to be in Parashas Nasai. Avo Bahach, but we would have thought maybe that when it comes to Parashas Shkolim, Kerav Svirlei, maybe he holds like Rav, Yom Parashas Shkolim as Kovani Lachmi, where he says that Parashas Shkolim is the section of as Kovani Lachmi Leishai, which is the same as we read on a regular Rosh Chodesh, which in fact we discussed yesterday how in fact according to Rav it's going to be different than a regular Rosh Chodesh, but the point is that you wouldn't be leaning two separate parts of a Shtei Torah Sag. So it would be enough in that case if Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha held like Rav, then in that case it would be enough to do two Sifrei Torah, one for the parasha of the week, and one from which they'll lay both the parasha of Rosh Chodesh and parasha Shkolim. Kamash Malan, therefore Rabbi Yitzchak had to tell us that he holds that you have three Sifrei Torah on Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, meaning that he holds like Shmuel that parasha Shkolim is in Kisisa, and therefore it's nowhere near the other one. Okay, the Gemara says, V'lei maha v'lei boyahach. Okay, the other way around, though, you could say, let him only say by Parashas Shkolim, and once we know by there that you need three Sefer Torah when it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Shabbos, so v'lei boyahach, then he wouldn't have to tell us that's the case by Rosh Chodesh Tevis. We'd understand ourselves that all the more so you need three Sefer Torah there. And the Gemara says, you're right. Chodem v'klal chavata itmar. You're right. Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha did not explicitly say both things. He said one thing. He said one thing about Rosh Chodesh Adar and his Talmidim derived from that, and therefore the Gemara mentions it also about Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So in which case Tosfos says, so why did his Talmidim or the Stamma de Gemara or whatever even mention the point about Rosh Chodesh Tevis? If we could understand it on ourselves, and the answer is. Because we said before that there is the opinion of Rav about what Parashas Shkolim is. So in that place, where in a place like that, in a place like that, where they followed Rav's minhag and read us Kogoni Lachmi for Parshas Shkolim, over there they needed to say, okay, we disagree with Rav Yitzchok Napcha regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar, because we hold like Rav that you only need two Sifrei Torah because what you're learning for Rosh Chodesh and what you're learning for Parshas Shkolim is the same thing. But we agree with him regarding Rosh Chodesh Teves, so therefore they mention that point. Now, in the Stamma de Gemara, we have both of them because the fact is the Halacha is not like Rav, the Halacha is like Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't mention, by the way, that you have another case. Or nowadays we have two other cases where you can have three Sifrei Torah. One is if Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes out on Shabbos, because later on in the sugya we're going to talk about that Parshas HaChodesh can come out on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and in that case you also need three Sifrei Torah. And the fourth one that we have nowadays is Simchas Torah, because you have one for the end of Rezeis HaBracha, one for the beginning of Bereshis, and one for Matzah. That apparently they didn't have in the time of the Gemara, in particular because the whole concept of beginning over from Parashas Bereishis only developed later. Itmar. Now we have another discussion. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalias B'chol. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Teves comes out on a weekday? So regular Rosh Chodesh, we know you're going to have four Olim, and as we discussed a few days ago, we split the 15 Sukkim of Rosh Chodesh among the four Olim. When on the regular days of Hanukkah, we have three Aliyahs, and we do the Kriya of that day's Nasi and the next one in it. What about when Rosh Chodesh Teves is on weekday? So Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Napcha, it says on the bottom, says, Karu Tzlosa Rosh Chodesh B'chad B'chanukkah. What you have is the first three Aliyahs are in the Parasha of Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one is the Parasha of Hanukkah. But Rav Dimi, Dimin Chayfa, Amar Rav Dimi from Chayfa says the other way around. Three Aliyahs read from the section of Hanukkah, and then the fourth one reads the section of Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Rav Mani, Kavasei de Rav Yitzchak Napcha Mistabra. So Rav Mani says, you know, it's more logical to follow Rav Yitzchak Napcha, Rav Yitzchak Napcha's opinion, the Todir Shein, Todir Kodim. After all, we have a rule that whatever comes more often comes first. We learn that the Gemara in Zvachim learns it from Psukim. So therefore, since Rosh Chodesh is more Todir, you have more Rosh Chodeshim during the year than you have days of Hanukkah. So therefore, it makes more sense that the section of Rosh Chodesh should come first. And once we're doing that, then we should have most of the Olim should be doing the Parasha of Rosh Chodesh, since we're putting it first anyway because of Todir Rosh Chodesh and Todir. On the other hand, Amar Rav Ovin, but Rav Ovin says on the contrary, Kavasei de Rav Yitzchak Napcha Mistabra. It's more logical to say like Rav Yitzchak Napcha. Kavasei de Rav Dimi Mistabra, rather. Rav Ovin says it's more logical to go like Rav Dimi. Because after all, Mi Gorom L'Ravi Sheyavoy, because after all, on a regular day of Hanukkah, we would only have three Aliyahs. What is it that makes that we have a fourth Aliyah? Rosh Chodesh. Only because it's Rosh Chodesh do we have a fourth Aliyah. Hilkuch Ravi V'Rosh Chodesh Boi Mikri. Therefore, it makes more sense that the first three Aliyahs we should be doing the same as we do every other day of Hanukkah and have three Olim in the Parasha of Hanukkah. And then we need a fourth one because it's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that one will read the Parasha of Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, "My Havi Allah." So what's the bottom line? Given that we have logic that supports Rav Yitzchak Napcha, but other logic supports Rav Dimi. So what's the bottom line? So Rav Yosef Amar Ein Mashkichin B'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef says we don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh. In other words, we don't make the Rosh Chodesh Kriya the Iker. We say that the Chanukah Kriya is the Iker, like Rav Dimi. The Rabba Amar Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. Rabba says no, you don't pay attention to Chanukah. You don't put the Chanukah Kriya first. You put the Rosh Chodesh Kriya first, like Rav Yitzchak Napcha says. The Hilchasa, and that's the bottom line, Ein Mashkichin B'Chanukah. We don't pay attention to Chanukah. In other words, Rosh Chodesh Iker, the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is considered the main thing, and we have three Aliyahs in that. Usually, Tosfos points out, the Halacha is usually like Rabba against Rav Yosef, which now over here then, we shouldn't have had to say what the Halacha is, because here we're saying that Rabba is the one who says you put Rosh Chodesh first. On the other hand, since we had various other Amiroyim talking about it as well, therefore the Gemara found it necessary to actually explicitly pass in the Halacha. There is an interesting machlokas aposkim, what happens if you forget? What happens if on Rosh Chodesh, which is Chanukah, you forget and you read all four Aliyahs in the Parasha of Rosh Chodesh? So the Mechaber says it depends. If you didn't take out another Sefer Torah, then the Mechaber says, V'dyeved yoyotze, and you don't have to read the Parasha of Chanukah. On the other hand, if you did take out another Sefer Torah, then you don't want to have a pagam that you're going to put it away without learning from it. Then you would actually have a fifth aliyah, unlike on a usual Rosh Chodesh, you're only going to have four aliyahs. But here in this case, you would actually have five aliyahs because you still have to read the parasha of Hanukkah, the nasi of that day from the second Sefer Torah. There's also a machlokas what happens if you started reading the parasha of Rosh Chodesh first. We're saying over here, or the parasha of Hanukkah first. We're saying over here in the Gemara, you're supposed to read the parasha of Rosh Chodesh first. What happens if by mistake you started reading the parasha of Hanukkah first? The Mechaber says that you break off, you do the parasha of Rosh Chodesh and then the parasha of Hanukkah, like we're paskening here in the Gemara. On the other hand, the Taz and a few other Achronim argue with that and say that since you started laning Hanukkah, you should finish that, or at least finish the Koyan's Aliyah of Hanukkah, and then go and do Rosh Chodesh. So Lamaisa, if you ever have a Shaila like that, then it's a question for a Rav. But, those are the basic principles.
One question. Why the Gemara doesn't mention the fact that Rosh Chodesh is Midoraita and Hanukkah is Midrabanan, that in itself should be the Machlokes, shouldn't it?
Because that has nothing to do. The Kriyas HaTorah on both of them is Dirabanan. So the fact that Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa is neither here nor there. It's neither here nor there because the Kriya itself is Dirabanan. So therefore, very nice, Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa, but nevertheless, that's not necessarily a reason to put its Kriya first. The reason would be on the grounds of Tadu V'Sheinu Tadu. Okay.
Well,
it's not.
Tadir
is also, Tadir B'Shein Tadir itself is a principle Daraisa. So therefore, we're going to apply it over here as well. The fact that Rosh Chodesh itself is Daraisa is not in and of itself a valid enough reason to do, as we had Rav Dimi's point, that on a regular day of Hanukkah, you have three aliyahs, and only the reason you have a fourth is only because of Rosh Chodesh. It's not a valid enough reason to change that, were it not for the fact of Tadir B'Shein Tadir. Itmar. We have a discussion now, getting back to Parshas Shkolim. Now, Parshas Shkolim, remember, now that we said the halacha is like Shmuel, that Parshas Shkolim is the beginning of Kisisa, now, that the time when Parshas Shkolim comes is around the time in the year when Parshas Kisisa is read. So, Chalvias Bava'atat Tzavah. What happens if Parshas Shkolim comes out on Parshas Tzavah? Now, the way we have the Parshiyos laid out nowadays, we never have that. We have in a regular year, Parshas Shkolim is either Mishpatim or occasionally Truma, and in a leap year, it's Vayakhel or occasionally Pekudei. So you actually never have it on Tetzaveh or Kisisa. But in the times of the Gemara, the divisions of the Parshiyos were a little more fluid. They had different minhagim in different places of how to divide up and how to join together certain Parshiyos. Even in later times, there were slight differences in that among different kehilas. So it was possible for Parshas Shkolim to be on Parshas Tetzaveh or Kisisa. So what do you do in that case? Amar Rav Yitzchak Napcha, Koru Shita Mev'at Tetzaveh Ad Kisisa. You have six aliyahs in Parshas Tetzaveh until the beginning of Kisisa, till the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. V'chad V'kitisa Ad V'asisa. And then Shvi lanes Parshas Shkolim, which is the beginning of Kisisa. Omar Abaya. Now remember, we were talking about back on Daf Chav Gimel, the question of whether the Maftir counts as one of the seven aliyahs or not. In the times of the Gemara, we said that the Maftir in general was the seventh aliyah. So now they would do that, and then he would be reading the Haftorah. We said that nowadays, actually what we do is, we have seven aliyahs, then we have Kaddish, and then we have Maftir. But we're talking about the way it was in the times of the Gemara. However, Omar Abaya says that's no good. Amri, people are not going to realize now that you're reading Parashas Shkolim as Parashas Shkolim. They're going to think, Oik mehu to come oik mehasam. The Parasha ends over there. They didn't have Chumashim then. They didn't know, the person wouldn't know necessarily that Parashas Tetzaveh ends before that. They're going to think Parashas Tetzaveh extends still there because you're laying consecutively. Ela Omar Abaya, rather Abaya says what you have to do, Koru Shita Miva'at Tetzaveh Ad V'Asisa. You have to have six aliyahs covering the entire parasha, including Parashas Shkolim. So the entire Parashas Tetzaveh plus the six psukim of Parashas Shkolim. V'chad, and then the seventh aliyah, Tony, Vikori, Mikitisa, Advarsisa. The seventh one is going to repeat the section of Kisisa. The fact that that seventh Ola is repeating Psukim that the previous one did, that's going to be a hecker, that's going to be a simon to everybody, that this is a special thing that we're laning because it's Parashas Shkolim, rather than, because again, we said that in the olden days, the Maftir wouldn't reread the Psukim at the end of the Parasha, like you usually do. In those days, the Maftir read Psukim of his own. So now, when he's rereading the exact same Psukim, then it's a simon that it is in fact Parashas Shkolim. Okay, the Gemara says, Mesvi, I have a contradiction. Now, again, so we have Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's position that there's no repeating. You lane the seventh Ola lanes Parashas Shkolim, the first six Aliyahs of lane Parashas Tetzaveh. So now the Gemara says, Mesvi, I have a contradiction on him. A Braisa says, Chaliyahs Parashas Smuchala, if Parashas Shkolim comes out on a parasha adjacent to Parashas Shkolim. So in other words, if it comes out on the parasha before it or after it, Bein Melchoneh, Bein Melacharel, whether the parasha before it, which is Tzaveh, or after it, which is Vayakel, Koren Osev Akof Lenosa, then we read it and we repeat it. So, B'Shleimel Abaya Nicha, so according to Abaya, we understand what it means, you're repeating it. Because what are you doing? You're reading it for the sixth Aliyah, and again for the seventh Aliyah. Ella Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha, where's the repetition? Why are we saying Kof Lenosa? And the answer is Omalach Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha will answer you Ola Abaya Minicha Nu. And according to Abaya, is the Braisa so straightforward the way you're saying that it just means that you repeat it for the seventh Aliyah? Tenach Lachonah. That explains the case where Parashas Shkolim is the Shabbos before it, because that's the scenario we're talking about, when Parashas Shkolim is on Parashas Tetzaveh. So then you say, according to Abaya, that you read Parashas Shkolim as the sixth Aliyah as well as the seventh Aliyah. La'acharea heichem hashkachasla, but what would be if Parashas Shkolim is on Parashas Vayakel? Where is there any repeating? You're reading Parashas Vayakel, then you're going back and reading the beginning of Parashas Kisisa. There's no repeating. So even according to Abaya, obviously it doesn't always mean that you're repeating it on the same Shabbos. Ela mai islachomemer. So what do you have to say? Obviously the Braisa does not mean kofla, means you repeat it on the same Shabbos. It means kofla b'shabbosis, means you repeat it on one Shabbos after another. In other words, when Parashas Shkolim is Parashas Vayakel, like it's going to be this year, for example, then you've read those six psukim for Parashas Kisisa, and now again, you're reading them on Parashas Vayakel as Parashas Shkolim. So it so happens that you're reading those six psukim two Shabbosim in a row. Hachanami, Kosel b'Shabbosis, the same way Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha says, all the Braisa may be telling us is that if Parashas Shkolim comes out on Parashas Tetzaveh, you should know you're going to be reading those Psukim twice. Once on Parashas Tetzaveh to read them as Parashas Shkolim, and again, as part of next week's Parasha, which is going to be Kisisa, which is going to be the beginning of the regular Parasha. So no proof from this Braisa, one way or the other, about what you do in terms of making sure that Parashas Shkolim is shown to be distinct. So the Rambam paskins like Abaya that you do repeat it, but again, nowadays, so the Me'iri points out, he says that in his times they had the minhag to do just that. Apparently in the Me'iri's times they still had a layout of parashias that made it possible for parashias Tetzaveh to be parashias Shkolim. Again, the way we have the parashias laid out, it never happens. It's either Mishpatim or Truma or Vayakel or Kodeh. Never the ones in between. So what it is, for example, you find the Sefer HaChinuch. So for example, you find the Sefer HaChinuch when he divides the mitzvahs, the 13 mitzvahs, according to the parashias, he has a parasha called Im Kesef. He has parashas Mishpatim split into two. He has parashas Mishpatim and he has parashas Im Kesef. Because in his times, in his kehillah, and in those places, I think they have even nowadays, some kehillahs maybe still have that in certain kviyasin, they would split up Parashas Mishpatim into two. We have a certain kviyas nowadays where a regular year, where you have one extra Shabbos during the winter, and what we do is we split apart Vayakel Kodeh. Instead, in those kehillahs, what they did was they split Mishpatim in half. So with such things, you had other details like that, differences like that. So apparently there were places, including the Me'iri's Kehillah, where it actually was possible for Parashas Shkolim to come out on Parashas Tetzaveh. But the way we have it laid out, it never happens. Okay. Next. Chalias Bukiti Sa'asma. Now what happens if Parashas Shkolim comes out on on Shabbos Parshas Kisisa itself. So you have, again, that Parshas Shkolim is the beginning of this week's Parsha. So Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says in that case, Koru Shita Min Va'osiso Ad Bayakel. Then you have six aliyahs in the rest of the Parsha. You skip the beginning of Kisisa in that case. You start, the first Ola starts with Va'osiso Kiyo Nechoshes. It's not really Shani, actually. I mean, the way we have in our Chumashim, the first two aliyahs of Kisisa are very long because we want to give a Levi the part of the ego because the Levium didn't worship the ego. But we're talking about, in other words, Parshas Shkolim is only the first six psukim of Kisisa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is saying that you skip those six psukim, you have six aliyahs in the rest of the parasha until the end of Parashas Kisisa, v'chad kodim v'kisisa ad v'asisa. And then you have the seventh one, lanes Parashas Shkolim. And that way there's a heker, because you're laying it out of order. But maskif la'abaya, but Abaya asks on that, hashta amri l'matreya u'dekori, that's going to cause people to think that he's just laying the Torah out of order. Again, they're not going to realize that it's actually for Parashas Shkolim. They're going to think it's a valid thing to lay in the Torah out of order. Ela, Amar Abaya. So rather, Abaya says what you have to do. Koroshita Advayakil. Six aliyahs, you split up the entire parasha, beginning from Kisisa. V'chad, Toni V'kori, V'kitisa, Advayatisa. And then the seventh Ola repeats those first six psukim. So that way, as a hecker, you're not going backwards, because it was clear to everybody you're laying the entire parasha in order. And now, when you're laying in those six psukim again, then you're showing that you're doing it because it's parasha shkol.
If I make a bang on the table, make an announcement.
They might, but the announcements might not be enough. The fact is, now, in this case, we don't necessarily need two sifrei Torah, because it's all in the same parasha. But nonetheless, says Abaye, that's what you do. You repeat the six psukim of Kisisa. And that way it's a hecker. And the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei da Abaya, we learn a bright, so like what Abaya says. Chalias b'kitisa atma, if Parashas Shkolim comes out on Kisisa itself, Koden Oysa, b'kofon Oysa, then you repeat it, then you lane it, and you repeat it, meaning, and here we're not talking about repeating on different Shabbosim, because there's no reason, there's no other Shabbos when you're going to be laning those psukim. It means on that Shabbos itself, you lane the psukim twice, which would be like Abaya says, where you read them at the beginning of the Parasha, as well as the seventh aliyah.
Maybe hecker also is there
to turn this and turn back. Maybe, but the fact is, the hecker is that they're laying these six psukim again, even though they already laying them for the parasha of the week. Again, the Rambam pastums like that. Again, we don't actually have that layout nowadays. The Tosfos Reed makes an interesting point, by the way. He says this whole machlokas might only be when Rosh Chodesh Adar is not, when Parsha Shkolim is not on Rosh Chodesh Adar. When Parsha Shkolim is on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we said before that in between we're laying the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, then you might not need any of this, because then you have a clear hecker that Parsha Shkolim is something separate, because after all, you're laying the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh in between.
And
another Sefer Torah, yeah. Okay. We said, well, I mean, in that case, again, you might not need a third Sefer Torah. It might be enough to have two Sefer Torah, because you have Parsha Shkolim is in the same Sefer Torah. It's in the same parasha as the parasha of the week. But nevertheless, though, yeah. Okay. Next, we said in the Mishnah, Chalvias be'eret b'seicha Shabbos makdivim l'Shabbos Shavra. So we said that if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, then we lay in Parashas Shkolim on the previous Shabbos, on Shabbos Mevorchim. So, Itmar. So now we have a discussion, Rosh Chodesh Adar Chalvias be'eret Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Erev Shabbos? Do we lay in Parashas Shkolim on the Shabbos before that, which would be Shabbos Mevorchim, even though it's almost a full week before Rosh Chodesh? Or do we wait and we lay in it on Beis Adar? So Rav Omer Makdim and Shmuel Omer Achrin. Rav says you move it up and you lay in on Shabbos Mevorchim, and Shmuel says you delay it and you lay in it on Beis Adar. Rav Omer Makdim and Rav says you move it up. He says you have to. V'im ken batzri lehu yomer shochanes. After all, we said yesterday the reason why we begin laning, why we lane Parashas Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar or before it, is because the shochanes, the money changers, are going to be starting to sit on the 15th of Adar to collect matzah shekel, and we want at least 2 weeks. We said Rav Shimon Gamliel says you need at least 2 weeks. The Chachamim said you need a month, but fine. You know, even according to the Chachamim, just for the shochanes, it's good enough 2 weeks, but you need 2 weeks. So if you lane Parashas Shkolim on Beis Adar, then you don't have enough time from the 2nd until the 15th. It's not 2 weeks. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says you can delay it to Beis Adar. Amar Loch, because Rav Shmuel is going to say Soif Soif. Let's consider if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, Chamesa B'Malei Shabbos Hamikva. Then the 15th of Adar is also going to be on Friday. The Shulchanis are not going to first start sitting on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a short day. Necessarily, they're going to be delaying, and they're only going to start sitting on Sunday anyway. So they're anyway not sitting until the 17th. So no problem. Parshas Shkolim is on the 2nd. The Shulchanis are going to start sitting and collecting Matzah Shekel on the 17th. There's your 2 weeks. So therefore, there's no problem delaying it. So the Gemara says, Tinan, well, let's look at our Mishnah and see which one it fits with better. The Mishnah said, Chalias B'Seicha Shabbos, that if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out during the week, the Pashtus means even Friday, Makdimin L'Sha'avar, then we say we move up Parshas Shkolim to the previous Shabbos, or Mafsikim L'Shabbos Acheres, and on the following Shabbos, the first Shabbos of Adar, we have a Hafsaka, we don't have any of the Dalad Parshas, my lava filo b'erev Shabbos. Wouldn't that mean when it's any time during the week, no matter what day of the week? And the answer is loy, b'seicha Shabbos davka. No, it may mean specifically in the middle of the week, but not necessarily on erev Shabbos might be a special case. That's not, b'seicha Shabbos suggests that you have a day where you have days of the week before and after it. Here, you don't have any weekdays after it, so therefore maybe the Mishnah is not addressing that case. Maybe it's saying in that case you're allowed to do Parshas Shkolim the following Shabbos, like Shmuel says. Okay, Toshma, let's try to bring a proof from a Braisa. Now at the bottom of the Amud, we're going to quote the whole Braisa successively. Right now, here in this Sugya, and the next Sugya, the Gemara is going to be quoting bits and pieces of this Braisa and explaining how Rav would explain it and how Shmuel would explain it. So the Braisa says, Ezer hi Shabbos Rishoyna, what is the first Shabbos of the four parashiyas? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Besecha, and whichever one Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out during the following week, Va'afilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if it comes out Be'erev Shabbos. Now, my love, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos means Dumya D'Teicha. On the face of it, what do we mean? That it means that Erev Shabbos is just like any other time during the week. Ma Toicha Makdimin. So just like if Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on Monday or on Wednesday, you would be doing Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos before. The same way the Braisa is implying that Erev Shabbos is the same thing. Af Erev Shabbos Makdimin. So even Rosh Chodesh Adar is Erev Shabbos, you move it up to Shabbos Mevorchen. And that would be like Rav, not like Shmuel. The answer is Omar Shmuel, but. The answer is no. Shmuel says that the word, that what the Braisa means is Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Bo. Not Besoicha, but Bo. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on it. Well, if Friday is Rosh Chodesh, then that's also considered that it's coming out on it. In other words, that Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, the same way Shmuel says, you, Rav, would agree that if Rosh Chodesh Adar itself is on Shabbos, then Parshas Shkolim is that day, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. The same way if it's on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't mean Besoicha, doesn't mean the middle of the week. It means on Shabbos itself, and therefore Erev Shabbos would be the same kind of thing. And in fact, in Shmuel's yeshiva, they taught this braisa, and their version of it was not besoicha, but ba. So no proof against Shmuel. Okay. So the Gemara says, Kitanoi. This is actually a machloikas tanoi. It's machloikas Rav and Shmuel. A braisa says, Misaugen the Shabbos is divrei Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says you alternate Shabbos. In other words, what happens when Rosh Chodesh is on any weekday, including when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a weekday, then you have a Shabbos of the four parashiyos, namely Parashas Shkolim, then a Shabbos of nothing, then a Shabbos of Parashas Zachar. So you're alternating back and forth between special parashiyos and not. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Ein Misaugin, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar says you don't alternate. And Omer Rabbi Shimon Elazar Ein Misaugin, Omer Ein Misaugin. When am I saying you don't alternate? Bizman shechalias be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Erev Shabbos. So then what you have is, according to him, he agrees with Shmuel that Parshas Shkolim then is on Beis Adar. So now you have Beis Adar as Parshas Shkolim, and the very next Shabbos, Tes Adar, is already Parshas Zohar, because the Shabbos is before it. So then there's no alternating. Then you have two Shabbosim in a row of Dalad Parshas. Avol was Man Shechalias Besecha Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out any time during the rest of the week, Machtim Makodim, a Shabbos Shabra, then Rav Shimon Elazar says, I agree that then you lay in Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos before, Afapishu Shvat, even though it's still back in Shvat, and the whole concept of the Dalad Parshi is associated with Adar, but nevertheless, in this case, you still start laying on the last Shabbos of Shvat. So we see there, on Shabbos and Rochim. So we see, and Rav Shimon Elazar agrees with Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda Anasi agrees with Rav. The halacha, in the end, in general, in Hilchus Issa v'Heter, the halacha is usually like Rav, and that's how it is over here, that always Parshas Shkolim is going to be the Shabbos before, is going to be the Shabbos before or on Rosh Chodesh, never after it. It comes out, by the way, I once figured it out, according to Rav and according to the halacha, Parshas Shkolim is always the seventh to last Shabbos before Pesach. You always have the seven Shabbosim, of which four are the four Parshias. One is Shabbos HaGadol, and then two Shabbosim are breaks. On Omer Beis, we're going to talk about the layout where you have the different breaks. But you're always going to have five special Shabbosim and two breaks. Okay. Now, the next one, we said in the Mishnah, Vashniya Zachar V'chola, the second of the four Parshias is Parshas Zachar. So now we have a similar Machlokes. Itmar, Purim Shechalias Be'erev Shabbos, if Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, Rav Omar Makdimin Parshas Zachar, so Rav says we move up Parshas Zachar and we lay it on the Shabbos before Purim, which is Ches Adar, or Shmuel Omar Ma'achrin, Shmuel says we delay it and we lay it on Shabbos Tesvav Adar, Shabbos Shushan Purim. Rav Omar Makdimin, Rav says you have to move it up, Ki Heichid Delei Tikdum Asiyah L'Zchira. Because you never want to have that the doing of Purim comes before the Zechira, the mentioning. The whole point of Parshas Zachar is, remember what Amalek did. On Purim, we're actually carrying that out. We're actually observing a Yom Tov that has to do with the destruction of Amalek. So therefore, we don't want to have that the Zechira should come after the Asiyah. So therefore, we can't have that Parshas Zachar should be after Purim. So it has to be before Purim. Yeah. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says you can delay it. Amar Loch, because Shmuel says there's no problem. Since, after all, you have the walled cities, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that keep Purim on the 15th. So therefore, Asiya is here. Ba'adi hadodi ka'asyan. So no problem. In such a kviyos, you'll have the Asiya, the doing of the mitzvah of Purim, and the remembering Zohar, Sashar Samah HaMalek, will come at the same time. The fact that it's a day later, for the regular cities, that doesn't matter, says Shmuel. At least you have some place in the world where you have Asiya coming, at the same time as Schila. So the Gemara says Tanan. Well, again, let's look at our Mishnah and see which one it fits with better. The Mishnah said Vashniya Zachar. The second Shabbos is Parshas Zachar. Now, V'haki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah was describing a Kvius. So the Mishnah had started talking about where Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, and we said that's Parshas Shkolim. Then we said if Rosh Chodesh Adar is in the middle of the week, then Parshas Shkolim is on Shabbos and Varachim. Then the Mishnah continued, B'Shniya Zohar. The second Shabbos is Zohar. Now, the Pashtus, that's continuing in the case where Rosh Chodesh Adar was Shabbos, and saying that if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Shabbos, then the second Shabbos is Parshas Zohar. So, V'hoki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos. Now, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Mikla Purim B'Erev Shabbos, then in Sitra Kvius, Purim is going to be on Erev Shabbos, V'katoni B'Shniya Zohar. And the Mishnah says, the second week is Zohar. So that means the second, so that works out according to Rav. But according to Shmuel, no, Parshas Zohar is going to be the third Shabbos of the month. Because you're going to have the first Shabbos of the month is Aleph, the second Shabbos is Ches. According to Rav, that's Parshas Zachar. So far, so good. But according to Shmuel, he said, we're not doing it on Ches, we're doing it on Tetzvav. That's the third Shabbos of the month. Now, the Tetzvav points out, I mean, the Gemara could have answered very easily, that Shnia doesn't mean the second Shabbos of the month, it just means the second of the four Parshias. But the Gemara would rather understand that Shnia means, where possible, that it means the second Shabbos of the month. So, Omer HaPapa, my Shnia, Shnia Lachsa. Rav Papa says, okay, Shmuel would understand that Shnia doesn't mean the second Shabbos of the month, it means the second Shabbos after the Hafsaka. In other words, according to Shmuel, you have Aleph is Aleph Adar is Parshas Shkolim, Ches is Afsaka, and the second Shabbos, meaning the next Shabbos after that, is Parshas Zohar. And we can call that Shabbos Shnia. Okay. Toshma, let's try to prove from a Braisa, this is the long Braisa that we're going to quote at the bottom of the Amud, Ezu Shabbos Shnia, what is the definition of the second Shabbos? Is Kol Shechal Purim Lias Pesecha, whichever week Purim falls out during it, Ba'afilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if it comes out on Erev Shabbos, again, my lab Erev Shabbos Yom Yitzecha. L'chor to the Braisa is saying that Erev Shabbos is the same as the rest of the week. Matoicha Makdimin, just like if Purim is on Sunday or on Tuesday or on Thursday or whatever, then you move up Parshas Zohar, you put Parshas Zohar the Shabbos before it. Af Erev Shabbos Makdimin. It sounds like even if Purim is on Friday, you also move it up. Again, that's like Rav, not like Shmuel. And again, the answer is like we said before, Omar Shmuel Ba. No, because Shmuel says that it doesn't mean besocha, it means boh. It means if Purim comes out on Shabbos itself, or if it comes out on Erev Shabbos, which is practically the same thing. So, evachein tonet ve Shmuel boh. And in fact, in the yeshiva of Shmuel, they taught a braisa in that version. So therefore, again, it means that not necessarily is the braisa saying that in that case, Parshat Zohar is the Shabbos for Purim. Okay, again, the halacha is like Rav, because the halacha is like Rav in matters of Issa Vehetzer over Shmuel. So therefore, Parshas Zohar is always going to be the Shabbos before Purim.
So Issa Vehetzer, in this case, is one.
It means, in other words, anything other than Dini Mominus. Dini Mominus, the halacha is like Shmuel over Rav most of the time, but in most other areas of halacha, usually the halacha is like Rav over Shmuel. Okay, now a third case. Chalvius b'Shabbos Atma. What happens if Purim comes out on Shabbos itself? Now, we don't have that Trius nowadays, but back when they were doing Alpiriya, then you could have. So, Omer Ravuna, Ladivre Hakol, Ein Machdimin. So now Ravuna says there's no Machlokes. Both Rav and Shmuel are going to agree that that Shabbos is Parashat Zohar, because there's no problem. You have the Asiya, and for regular cities, the Asiya and the Zechira happen on the same day. For walled cities, the Zechira is on Shabbos, and the Asiya, the doing of the mitzvah supporim, is on Sunday, Tesvav Adar. So either way, you're good. So therefore, there's no reason for a machlokes. But so the Divrei Hakol, Ein Machdimin, everybody will agree that you don't move it up. Parashat Zohar in that case is on Purim itself. Rav Nachman Omer Adayin Hi Machlokes. Rav Nachman says no, there's still a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It's Marnami. In fact, they said also there's Machlokes Amiroyim on that. Omer Abchi Ba Abba Omer Abba Omer Rav. Purim Shechal Liyis B'Shabbos. If Purim comes out on Shabbos, Machdim B'Koreh B'Shabbos She'ov Razocher. Then you still read Parshas Zohar on the previous Shabbos, not on Purim itself. Now Tosfos says, we just quoted the Braisa that said, Kol Shechal Purim Lias Pesecha, La'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. According to Rav, why are we saying Afilu Be'erev Shabbos? We should say Afilu B'Shabbos. Because according to him, even when Purim is on Shabbos, we still have Parshas Zohar is the Shabbos before. Tosfos says, okay, the Braisa is, most of the time, the Braisa is talking about Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, because for example, for Parshas Shkolim, it has to mention that. For Parshas Chodesh, it has to mention that. So therefore, maybe also use that phrase for Parshas Zohar, even though according to Rav, by Parshas Zohar, that's inexact. And it would be even if Purim itself is on Shabbos. Okay.
And Shkolim is ruling.
So Shkolim in that case. So if Purim itself is on Shabbos, then it means that Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Sunday. Therefore, Parshas Shkolim is going to be Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh. The next week, the next week Zion will be according to Rav, according to what we're saying now, that Rav will say then it's Parshas Zohar. Yudalit itself will be Purim, will be a break, none of the four Parshas, and then will be the following Parshas after that. Okay. Next. So Purim itself, you read Vayovei Amalek. So in fact, again, we don't have the Kriyos. Regular Purim can't be on Shabbos nowadays, but Shushan Purim can be on Shabbos. And in fact, in Yerushalayim, and where they celebrate Purim on the 15th, that's what they do. They read the Parsha of Vayovei Amalek as the Maftir for that Shabbos. So they read the regular Parsha of the week, and then the Maftir is the Parsha of Vayovei Amalek. And the Haftarah, by the way, is the story of Shoal with Amalek, which means that there you have a rare example where you read the same Haftarah 2 weeks in a row, because they read it the previous Shabbos for Parshas Zohar, and again, they read it now as the Haftarah for Shabbos Purim. By the way, you have also, we talked about earlier in the Masechta, that in that case, the mitzvahs of Purim are split up among the different days, because you can't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. You also can't delay it until You can't delay it until the 16th, Sunday, because you can't do past the 15th. So the Megillah reading itself and Matanis Levyonim take place on the 14th. The Suda, they have, what they do is they make their Suda bigger. They don't have a separate Suda on Shabbos for Purim, but they make their Suda bigger in honor of Purim. They also, again, they lay in by Yovei HaMolech. And on Sundays, when they have main Purim Suda, and that's also when they do Shalach Manas. Slightly different minhagim that because different achronim argue about certain details of them, but that's broadly how they do it.
Nowadays in Yerushalayim, it could.
So in Yerushalayim, you have such a thing. It's called Purim Mishulash. They call it a 3-day Purim because the mitzvahs of Purim are spread out over the 3 days: Friday, Shabbos, Sunday.
Yeah, regular Purim on Friday.
So they lay in the Megillah on Friday because you can't lay in it on Shabbos. And they have Matanis Levyonim on Friday as well, because we learned earlier in the Masechta that Matanis Levyonim go together with Kriyas HaMegillah. The main Suda itself is on Shalach Manos on Sunday. And on Shabbos itself, they have the Kriya of Purim and an extra big Suda. Okay. Now, we said in the Mishnah, Bashlishis Parah Adum of Acholah, we said the third of the fourth Shabbosim is, the Shabbos is Parshas Parah. So, Tanan Abonon, Ezeri Shabbos Shlishis. What is the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmuchol L'Purim Me'achareh, the Shabbos after Purim. Itmar. Now, on the other hand, it was said that Reb Chama Bar Chanina Omer, Shabbos Hasmuchol L'Rosh Chodesh Nissan, means the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Shabbos Mevorchim. And the Gemara says, V'loy Pligi, there's no actual Machlokes, Ha De'ikla Rosh Chodesh Nissan B'Shabbos, Ha De'ikla B'Emtza Shabbos. One is talking about where Shchodesh Nissan comes out on Shabbos. So then, Parshas Parah is not the Shabbos after Purim, because then you have, you always have to have that Parshas Parah is the Shabbos before Parshas HaChodesh. We'll talk about that in a second. So therefore, so if Shchodesh Nissan is on Shabbos, the two previous Shabbosim are Tes Zayin and Chaf Gimel. Tes Zayin is the Shabbos after Purim, but that's too far away from Shchodesh Nissan. So instead, Parshas Parah is going to be on Chaf Gimel. So in that case, it's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. On the other hand, if Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes out during the week, then you have only two Shabbosim between Purim and Rosh Chodesh, and one is going to be Parshas Parah, and the other one is going to be Parshas HaChodesh, so therefore then you really have, it is the Shabbos after Purim. The rule is that you always have Parshas Parah and HaChodesh always have to be together. There's Yerushalmi on our Mishnah, the Rif also brings it over here, says that you have it just like with the Kosis on Pesach. You're allowed to drink between the first and second Kos and between the second and third, but you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth Kos. The same way, you can never have a break between the third and the fourth Parsha. You always have to have Parshas Parah is the Shabbos before Parshas HaChodesh. So the reason behind it is because Parshas Parah, why are we laying Parshas Parah that time of year anyway, is to remind people it's almost Pesach, become Tohar. You have to be Tohar in order to come to Yerushalayim, to come to the Bais Mikdash, and bring the Korban Pesach. And even after the Bais Mikdash is destroyed, Chayav Adam Motar Atzma Beregel. A person is supposed to make efforts to make themselves Tohar. That's why we laying Parshas Parah in the first place. So therefore, we want it as close as possible to Rosh Chodesh Nissan.
Besides,
they do anything special besides being themselves tired. So they would be tired, they'd go to the mikveh then, fine, we don't have parado by ashes, but yeah. Okay. There is a sikha in Chelek Lamed Vav, by the way, where the Rebbe analyzes the deeper idea behind this business that we don't, what's the connection? What's the connection between the four koses of Pesach and the four parashiyos that we're saying that just like you don't drink between the third and the fourth, so also you don't interrupt between the third and the fourth parasha. So the Rebbe develops the idea. Parashas Parah, which is talking about taking away tumah, refers to the avodah of tshuva. Parashas HaChodesh refers to the avodah of a tzaddik. So therefore, the point is, the connection between them is that even the tzaddikim have an avodah of tshuva. Therefore, you always have to have those together. And the same way, the third and the fourth kos represent, the third kos is on benching. So it represents the eating and drinking that then we bench Hashem for. The fourth one, where there's no eating and drinking in connection with it at all, unlike the other koses, that represents the time of Yemos HaMashiach, when there's not going to be, when we're going to be Neshamas V'Gufim, but the Gufim themselves are going to be on a higher level, and there's not going to be any need for eating and drinking. So therefore, we put those together to show that one leads directly to the other. Okay. The Mishnah had continued, B'Revias HaChodesh HaZalachem, the fourth parasha is Parashas HaChodesh. So Tana Rabbanan, so now we're going to quote the whole braisa that's going to go through the four parashas. Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalis B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, Kurin Kisisa, then we read Parashas Shkolah in the beginning of Kisisa, Umaftirin v'Yahoyada. And that Torah is the story of Yehoyada HaKoyen, how he arranged to have money raised in order to renovate the Beis Hamikdash. So it was a section from Sefer Melachim. So that's the connection. We said yesterday because there they were collecting Matzah Shekel in order to renovate the Beis Hamikdash. So it's similar to the Matzah Shekel that they collected in order to build the Mishkan in the first place. The Ezri Shabbos Rishonah, what is the definition of the first Shabbos for this purpose? Kol Shachal Rish Chodesh Adar Lias B'Socha. Whichever one Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out during the week, even Erev Shabbos. So we said before, Rav and Shmuel would argue about that point in the Braisa. Doesn't mean that even if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Erev Shabbos, then Parshas Shkolim is the Shabbos before, like Rav said. But what it mean that Erev Shabbos is an exception, and then you lay in Parshas Shkolim after Rosh Chodesh, like Shmuel said. Again, we said the halachas like Rav. Next, Bashniya Zohar. The second of the four parashiyos is Parashas Zohar. We want that again, the Shabbos for Purim, because it has to do with destroying Amalek. Umaftirin Pakadzi, the Haftarah is the story of Shaul being told to wipe out Amalek, which begins Pakadzi. The Ezri Shabbos Shnia, actually you have different Minhagim. There are Minhagim that begin a pasuk or two earlier. The Gemara, when referring to these Haftarahs, it's not necessarily referring to the first pasuk of the Haftarah, it's referring to the part of the Haftarah that makes it appropriate for that Shabbos. The fact that Hashem begins saying, Pakadzi, Esa, Shaul, Amalek, that's what makes it appropriate. So Be'ezri Shabbos Shnia, what is considered the second Shabbos? Kol Shachal Purim Lias B'Socha, whichever week Purim falls out in, Ba'afilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if Purim is Erev Shabbos. Again, we have the Machlok, the Rav and Shmuel, what that means. Next, Be'shlishis Paradroma, the third of the four Shabbosim is Parshas Parah. U'maftirin V'zarachti Aleichem, we say the Haftarah that includes the Pasuk, V'zarachti Aleichem, Mayim Tehorim. Hashem says, I will sprinkle on you pure water and you will become Tahor. In other words, Hashem is saying, Beruchnias, I'm going to help you do tshuva and you'll be cleaned up from all your Ruchnias Tikatumas. So therefore, that's appropriate for Parshas Parah. So again, the Zarachti is not the first Pasuk, but it's a Pasuk that, like that's the theme of the Haftarah. The Ezri Shabbos Shlishis. What is the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Macharel, the Shabbos after Purim, which we said before, most of the time that's the case, but not necessarily. We said if Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes out on Shabbos, then it's actually the second Shabbos after Purim. And B'Raviyas HaChodesh Hazeh, the fourth Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh, U'Machtirin Koyama Hashem Alekin Barishin Be'echa HaChodesh. We like with Haftarah is a section from Parshas, is a section from Sefer Yechezkel that describes that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, there's going to be special korbanos brought in the third Beis Mikdash. There's a big discussion among the Meforshim over there, whether we're talking about special korbanos for the Miluim, or whether we're talking about the Lasid Lavoi, we're going to be on a higher level, and therefore there's going to be permanently new kinds of korbanos. Whatever the case, most of the Meforshim understand that it's korbanos Miluim. Whatever he begins by saying, Barishin Ve'echa B'chodesh, on the first of Nisan, on the first of the month, you're going to bring such and such korbanos, so therefore that's appropriate for Parashas HaChodesh. No, so everybody agrees. I mean, there is Torah Chadashim Etiketze, but there is some of the Meforshim say that there's a number of details that Yechezkel says over there in the Pesukim which seem to be different than the Torah. In fact, there's Gemara in Menachos that says the Chachamim were thinking to hide away Sefer Yechezkel because there seem to be parts of it that contradict the Torah and people aren't going to understand until this Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Goren went and reconciled all of them and showed how he's not contradicting the Torah. So there's a number of those things. So there's a number of details like that. So some of the Meforshim say what it means is because we're going to be on a higher Ruchniistic level, therefore there's going to be, for example, the regular Kohenim are going to be on the level of the Kohenim Golem from before, and therefore they're going to have the Dinim of the Kohenim Golem, and therefore we're going to bring special Korbanos, etc. But the Rambam and most of the other Meforshim say that it just means these are Korbanos Miluim, the same way as they brought unusual Korbanos for the Chanukas and Mishkan, and for the Chanukas Abayis of the first Beis Mikdash and of the second Beis Mikdash. The same way, there's going to be a series of unusual Korbanos for the Chanukas Abayis of the third Beis Mikdash, but afterwards the Korbanos are going to continue like normal. Whatever the case, those korbanos are described in that section of Yechezkel. The Ezri Shabbos Revius, what is the fourth Shabbos for this purpose? Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Nissan Lias B'Socha, whichever one Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes out during it, Ba'afilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Erev Shabbos, Rashi points out, here Shmuel can't be arguing and saying Ba'afilu Be'erev Shabbos means that if Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on Erev Shabbos, then you're going to have the Parashas HaChodesh is going to be Beis Nissan. Even Shmuel can't hold that because then you don't have enough time You don't have enough. Then you have, and not you don't have enough time. The point is, you have to have the asiyah before the schira. We said, yeah, you have to have the schira before the asiyah. And definitely, if you have parshas chodesh after Rosh Chodesh, then you have the mitzvahs of Rosh Chodesh are taking place before parshas chodesh, and you can't have that. So Shmuel will agree that in that case, then parshas chodesh is going to be on Shabbos and Bochum. Now, we don't have that kriyos nowadays because Rosh Chodesh Nissan in our calendar now cannot be on Friday. So Rashi, you can see there's a long Rashi over here that goes through the four possible kriyos that we could have. So we have like this, the simon, it's like this. Rosh Chodesh Adar, or in a leap year, it's Adar Sheni, can be on any of 4 days of the week. It can be on Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So now, what you do is like this then. So the simon, so Rashi goes through the four simonim. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, then the simon is Zayin Tesvav. For each of these simonim we're going to be talking about, the first letter of the simon is the day of the week of Rosh Chodesh, and the rest of the letters are the days of the month on which you're going to have the break between the parashas. So if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, then the simon is Zayin Tesvav, meaning that because Zayin, Rosh Chodesh was on Zayin, therefore the Hafsaka is going to be on Tesvav. What happens is Parshas Shkolim is going to be on Aleph, which is Rosh Chodesh. Parshas Zohar is going to be on Ches, because we hold like Rav, who said that it's always the Shabbos before Purim, never the Shabbos after, never even Shabbos Shushan Purim. Tesvav is going to be a break, because it's too far away from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And then Chav Beis and Chav Tes are going to be Parah and Achodesh, because those two always come together. Parah and Achodesh always come together. So therefore, so those are going to be the two following Shabbosim, Chav Beis and Chav Tes. So it comes out that the break was on Tesvav. The next one, the next simon, is Beis Vav, which means if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Monday, then the Hafsaka is going to be on the 6th of Adar. Namely, since Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, then Parashas Shkolim is going to be the Shabbos before that, Chavches Shvat, or Chavches Adar Aleph, as the case may be. The next Shabbos Vav is too far away from Purim, so nothing. The Shabbos after that is Yud Gimel, the day before Purim, so that's Parshas Zohar. And then you only have two Shabbosim from then until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Chof and Chof Zayin, those are Parah and Achodesh. Then you have the third one is Dalad Dalad, which means if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Wednesday, then the Hafsaka is on Dalad Adar. Same idea, Shabbos Parshas Shkolim is going to be Shabbos Mevorchim, which is going to be Chof Zayin of the previous month. Dalet is going to be a hepsik because there's no, it's too far away from Purim. Yud Aleph is the Shabbos for Purim, so it's going to be Zohar. Yud Ches and Chaf Hei will be Parah and Achodesh, and then Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on Thursday. And then the last simon is Vav Beis Yud Vav, which means that if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, then you're going to have two Hafsakas. Because what are you going to have? Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday. Therefore, Parshas Shkolim, as Rav said, is going to be the Shabbos before that. Unlike Shmuel, who said it's going to be on Beis, Rav is going to say it's going to be the 25th of the previous month. Beis is going to be a Hafsaka. It's too far away from Purim. Tes is going to be Parshas Zohar, because that's the Shabbos before Purim. Purim will be on Thursday. Tes Zayin is again going to be a Hafsaka, because you have, still, in such a year, you have three Shabbosim between Purim and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Tes Zayin is going to be a second Tes Zayin, which an older way of writing Tes Zayin is Yud Vav, is going to be a second Hafsaka. Then you're going to have Chof Gimel as Parah, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan is going to be a Chodesh. So therefore, so in that case, you have two Hafsakas, so the simon for it is Vav Beis Yud Vav. So another way of thinking of it, like I was saying before, is that Parashat Shkolim is always the seventh Shabbos before Pesach, and you always have four Parashias and Shabbos Agadol. So you can have Shkolim, and then a break, and then Zohar, Parah, and Achodesh, and a break, and Shabbos HaGadol. That would be where Rosh Chodesh Adar is Monday or Wednesday. You can have Shkolim, Zohar, break, Parah, HaChodesh, break, and Shabbos HaGadol, where Shabbos HaGadol will be Erev Pesach. That's when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos. And you can have Shkolim, break, Zohar, break, Parah, HaChodesh, and Shabbos HaGadol, which will be when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on Shabbos. And then Shabbos HaGadol is going to be Ches Nissan, which is the Shabbos before Pesach. B'chamishis Chozer L'Kesidra, we said on the fifth Shabbos you go back to the regular order of things. So the Seder Mai, when you say we go back to the regular order of what? Rav Ami Omer, let's say the Parshis, we'll call it here. Rav Ami says you go back to the regular order of Parshis. In other words, Rav Ami learns that on the four Parshis, you don't actually lay in the Parsha of the week at all. You only lay in, on Parshas Shkolim, you only lay in Parshas Shkolim. And you read it as many times as necessary for seven aliyahs. And on Parshas Zohar, you're only reading Parshas Zohar. And so forth. So therefore, so on the fifth Shabbos, after all that's done, then you go back to the regular order of Parshas HaShavua. Rav Yirmiyah Omer, let's say to Haftaras, Rav Yirmiyah says you go back to the regular order of Haftaras, meaning you read a regular parasha of the week on each of those four Shabbosim, but you're laying a special Haftarah, like we just listed the Haftaras. Now, on the fifth week, you go back to the regular Haftarah of the week. Omer Abaya, Kavaseh, that Rav Ami Mistabra. So Abaya says it's logical to follow Rav Ami's understanding, the Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, like Kol Mafsikin, we said you interrupt the order of the parashias of the week for all kinds of occasions. L'rosh ha'chadoshim, l'chanako, l'purim, l'taniyas, l'ma'amodis, l'yemakipurim. Now, says Abaya, b'shleim l'ma'am d'omel l'seder parashias u'choyzer. Now, let's consider among the list of things that we had over here, including Chanukah and Purim and taniyas and whatever. You don't have Haftarah on Chanukah and Purim. So if we say l'seder parashias u'choyzer, hainu d'ikah parasha b'choyl. So we understand, on a regular weekday, you would be laning from the parasha of the week. Instead, when the weekday is on Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh or whatever, then instead we're laying something appropriate to the day. Ela lamanda omel seder haftarah sukhoizer, but according to the Yumia that you usually are laying in the parasha and just were saying you're doing a different haftarah b'chol meika. There's no haftarah on a weekday, so what would the Mishnah be saying that you interrupt? You don't say the regular haftarah and instead you lay in for Rosh Chodesh. There's no haftarah on a regular weekday anyway. So the Gemara says ve'idach. So what would Rav Yirmiyah answer to that? He would say, okay, hoki de'isa v'hoki de'isa. It means each one is its own kind of situation. It means, the Mishnah means that were you interrupting whatever is appropriate on that time. On weekdays, there's no haftarah, so therefore it means you're not doing the regular parasha of the week. On Shabbos, it's not necessary to say that, and instead we can say it just means that you're not doing the regular haftarah, but you're doing the regular parasha of the week. By the way, we said before that Abaya himself had said that when you have that a Parshas Shkolim comes out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we said you're reading from the Parsha of the week as well as from Parshas Shkolim, so obviously Abaya must have changed his mind, because here in the Gemara he's saying that it seems more logical to follow Rav Ami and say that you don't have a Parsha of the week at all, but there he's saying that you actually do lay in a Parsha of the week. So evidently he must have changed his mind. So the Gemara asks, "Ubataniyas lomali hafsaka." Okay, so then why on a tainus tibur? Why would there need to be a hafsaka at all? Likru mitzafra beinyana diyema. Why don't we lane in the morning? We'll lane from the parasha of the week over mincha b'tanisa, and by mincha we'll lane vaychal or whatever kriya is supposed to be for after. Is it supposed to be for the tainus? So the Gemara says, "Mesaya leil Rav Huna." Well, the fact that we don't do that supports what Rav Huna says. The Amar Rav Huna mitzafra kinufya. In the morning on a tainus, you have to have a gathering. You gather the people together and have them look over what's going on in town and are people doing averus and make them stop. And then figure out and then fix up things that are in the town that caused the tzara in the first place that now they're fasting for. So therefore, in other words, the point is, in the morning, there's no time for kriyas haTorah. So hechi abdin, and how do we do it? Amar Abaya, we learned this in Tainus as well. Mitzafra v'palga diyoma, from the morning until the middle of the day. Ma'inin and Mamila Demasa, as we said, we look into what's going on in the city and fix up and make sure that people return things they stole and so on and so forth. Mipalga diyoma lapanya. What do we do during the second half of the day? Riva diyoma karo mafri. For one quarter of the day, we lay in from the Torah and we say the Haftarah. The river diem a bow rachmi, and the remaining one quarter of the day we dive into Hashem for rachmi.
It's when there was no rain, right?
When there was no rain, but yeah. Shenema vayikru v'sefer Torah shalakei Hashem alakeim reviyas hayoyim, as the pasuk says in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, they lain from the Torah of Hashem for a quarter of the day or reviyas, and for a quarter of the day misvadim and mishtachvim, they were saying vidui and they were bowing and davening to Hashem. So therefore, so we see a quarter of the day is for laning and a quarter for davening. So the Gemara says the Epochana. So maybe then those things you do in the morning and the Ma'inin and the Mila de Moses in the afternoon, how do you know it's the other way around? The answer is, you can't think that way. Because you have earlier in Sefer Ezra, when Ezra finds out that there's a terrible problem where there's intermarriage going on, so he describes the Eli Yeosko, so he describes how he's fasting and davening, the Eli Yeosko Kochorid B'Divrei Elokei Yisrael, everybody who is concerned about the words of Hashem, Al Mala Gola, everybody is gathering to me about this trespass of the Gola, about the fact that there's intermarriage going on. And Ezra continues, V'ani Yoshev Meshemim Ad L'Minchas Erev, I was sitting over there in a stunned state, and I like sitting there stunned until Minchas Erev, until the time of the afternoon Mincha. And he continues, Minchas Erev, Kamti Mitan Nisi, and by Mincha time I got up, still fasting, and we started davening. So therefore we see the first half of the day is the time to be minding in Mila Demasa, because that's what Ezra is doing. He's sitting there, and everybody is gathering around and discussing what do we do about this problem of intermarriage. So we see that that's the order. Now, our Gemara is saying then that you don't lane in the morning of a Tainus Tzibur at all. Yet nowadays we do. So what's going on with that? So the Ran points out, since we don't do anyway what it's saying in the first half, what in the Gemara over here, we don't do what in the first half of the day by a Tainus Tzibur looking into Mila Demasa. So therefore, we might as well lane. Now, what are we lane? From the Gemara over here, it seems that if that's the case, we should lane from the Parasha of the Week. However, the poskim discuss that, and they say different possibilities. For example, the Tur says what you should do is you should lay in the morning, you should lay in the brachas of klolos, which we're going to have in the next Mishnah, you should lay in from the Toichacha, and in the afternoon you would lay in Vayichal. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that no, you lay in Vayichal both in the morning and in the afternoon. That's what we do.
Is there a reason, or?
The Rambam doesn't give a reason, no. Perhaps the reason is that I think there are different Mephoshim say, once we're laying it in the afternoon, we might as well lay it in the morning as well. If we're anyway going to be doing a Kriya in the morning, which the Gemara is saying over here that you weren't supposed to do, then it might as well be the same Kriya as we're going to do in the afternoon. The only exception is Tisha B'Av, which we'll talk about in connection with the next Gemara. So there is one explanation that some of the Rishonim say that there may be a difference in this between the scheduled fast days like Shavuot of the Tammuz and Tainus Esther and the rest of them versus the unscheduled ones that you do for rain. Rain ones you do brachas aklolus, the ones that we do in connection with the Churban or in connection or Tainus Esther or whatever, those we would lay in Vayichal. There is, though, a nafkamina in it, even now, though, namely, what happens if you don't have enough people in shul that are fasting? So you have some poskim learn that you need 10 people in shul. The Rebbe actually holds you need only 3. You can find it in Luach Kol Chabad, or hear off from the Rebbe. But if you don't have that many people in shul, if it's not a Yom HaKriya anyway, then you don't lay anything in the morning. But if it's anyway a Yom HaKriya, if the fast day is on a Monday or on Thursday, then in fact you would read from the Parasha of the Week. Because after all, that's what we're saying. The default should have been to lay in from the Parasha of the Week, and only the minhag developed not to do that and to lay in Vayichal instead. So there is that nafkamina then. Okay, everyone.